بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. As we know in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about inheritance. Sometimes inheritance is financial. A person who dies, then his family members inherit from him his money or property. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about people inheriting knowledge or rule or wisdom from another person. For example, when we have Varatha, Dawood, Sulaiman, this is not a matter of, for example, just a son inheriting money from his father. It's more, is inheriting the position that Sulaiman had with respect to prophethood or knowledge and wisdom and so on and so forth. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he has made in his wise plan for the world that finally the righteous people would inherit the earth. يَرَثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. So we have different types of inheritance. Something that we find in some of our ziyarat, the recitation that we have when we visit the shrines of the imams, is that imams are introduced as the heir or as the inheritors of the prophets. In particular, in Ziyarat Warith, we have this idea that Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the heir of Adam alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which means that he inherits from them their responsibility and also their qualities. If all the messengers have come in order to establish social justice and equity on the earth, as Allah says, لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. In Surah Hadid, verse 25, that they have come to establish with the help of people, not by themselves, لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ, with the help of people. When people are prepared, they are going to establish قسط, which is social justice, which is equity. This task did not finish, and it was not accomplished in the time of any messengers. They started delivering the message of God. They started teaching people how to establish this, but people were not ready to achieve this in a universal scale at the time of any messenger. As we know, this is going to happen in the time of Imam Mahdi Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, when with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with the believers who are prepared to help him, يَمْلَأُ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْأَرْضَ قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا بَعْدَمَا مُلْأَتْ ظُلْمًا وَجَوْرًا. Allah is going to fill the earth through him with justice and social equity, as it is filled with injustice and oppression and problems of mischief and corruption and so on and so forth. So, all the messengers have come in order to teach people how to establish this qist, this justice, social justice. And among all these messengers, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam has a very special position. He is the father of Tawheed, he is the champion of monotheism. He is the one that articulated Tawheed in the way which was not preceded. Ibrahim alayhi salam was able to go through all the tests and then pass all of them successfully. وَإِذَا ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ أَحْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was a person who was tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and examined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thoroughly. He finished them and passed them successfully. He became the leader for people. And also, because his leadership is to establish justice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those members of the family, those progeny of Ibrahim who are not zalim, they can also become imam, because this imama is for establishing justice. So Ibrahim alayhi salam articulated Tawheed. You know the arguments that he had with the star worshippers, you know, moon worshippers, you know, sun worshippers. He illustrated Tawheed in his life. For example, even when Jibreel alayhi salam offered him help, he said, I don't need your help. You know, there is a hadith that when he was thrown into fire, when he was in air and before he was put into the fire, فَالْتَقَى مَعَهُ جَبْرَائِيلُ فِي الْحَوَى وَقَدْ وُضَعَ فِي الْمَنْجَنِيقِ. Jibreel met him and offered help. فَقَالَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَيَّ مَنْ حَاجَةٌ. Is there anything I can do for you? If someone was not at the level of Ibrahim, he would have said, yes, please help me. You know, you see, they are going to kill me, they are going to burn me. But Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, أَمَّا إِلَيْكَ فَلَا. He said, I don't have any need to bring to you, any request to bring to you. My haja is for Rabbul Alameen. So he illustrated in his life Tawheed. He didn't just teach Tawheed. He didn't just argue for Tawheed. He illustrated in his life Tawheed. He illustrated in his life submission to Allah. You know the story of Ibrahim being ready to offer as sacrifice his son Ismail. One of the things that we find about Ibrahim alayhi salam is that he was Khalilullah. Ya waratha Ibrahim Khalilullah, which means friend of God. We have many hadiths about why Ibrahim was chosen by Allah as Khalil. The Quran mentions the fact that وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا, and our hadith explains why he was chosen as Khalil, as a friend. We have things which are all possibly, you know, important. So if different things are mentioned, different hadiths, they don't contradict, they supplement. For example, in some hadiths it has been mentioned that Ibrahim alayhi salam was chosen by Allah as Khalil because he never asked anyone anything other than God. But at the same time, he never said no to people. When people asked him for help, he was giving them help without hesitation, but he was not asking people for help. This is a good quality, that you are ready to help, but you are very hesitant to receive help. Or for example, hadith says that he was chosen as Khalil لِكَثْرَةِ سُجُودِهِ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ, because he was prostrating on the earth. In another hadith, Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari says, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ يَقُولُ مَتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا إِلَّا لِإِطْعَامِهِ الطَّعَامِ وَصَلَاتِهِ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ. Allah didn't choose Ibrahim as his friend except because that he was a person who was very keen to feed the people. Ibrahim was always looking for people with whom he could share his meal. Even sometimes when he didn't have guests, he used to go outside looking for someone to invite so that he can have his meal with him. And also he was praying in the night when people were asleep. He was awake and doing Salatul Layl. There is a very beautiful story about the time that Ibrahim alayhi salam received the news of being Khalilullah. This is a very beautiful and moving story that the late Sheikh Kulaini in Al-Kafi, volume 4, page 40 mentions. I have mentioned this hadith and other hadiths in a paper published in Message of Thaqalain, volume 14, number 4, which is available also online, called Imam Hussein, heir of the Prophet Ibrahim. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says in this hadith, Inna Ibrahim kana Aba Adhyaf. He was a very hospitable person. He was a person that loved to have guests. فَكَانَ إِذَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا عِنْدَهْ خَرَجَ يَطْلُبُهُمْ وَأَغْلَقَ بَابَهْ وَأَخَذَ الْمَفَاتِيحِ يَطْلُبُ الْأَضْيَافِ. When he didn't have guests, he used to lock the door, to take the key with him so that no one disturbs his family, go outside to the market, to the street, and find someone to invite. Then one day, when he went back to his home, فَإِذَا هُوَ بِرَجُلٍ أَوْ شِبْهَ رَجُلٍ, he found a person, a human being, or someone who looked like a human being. فَقَالَ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِ مَنْ دَخَلْتَ هَذِهِ الدَّارِ, O servant of God, with whose permission you entered this house? He was surprised at why he has entered his house. Then that person said, دخلتها بإذن ربها. I entered with the permission of the Lord of this house. And he repeated this three times. Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't say, I am the Rabb, I am the Lord of this house, I am in charge of this house. No, he realized that this person is sent by Allah because he is the Lord of the house. He realized that this is Jibreel. فَعَرِفَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ أَنَّهُ جِبْرَائِيلُ فَحَمِدَ اللَّهُ. So he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Jibreel said that I have been sent by your Lord to inform one person, one of the servants of God, that he has been chosen as his Khalil. أَرْسَلَنِي رَبُّكَ إِلَىٰ عَبْدٍ مِّنْ عَبِيدِهِ يَتَّخِذْهُ خَلِيلًا. So I have a mission. That is to give this good news, this Bishara, to someone that he is chosen by Allah as his Khalil. Look at the humbleness of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He didn't say, okay, I must be that person. Although he was a messenger of Allah, he was already, you know, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this Jibreel has come to his house. But Ibrahim never thought that I must be that person. Instead, he said, فَأَعْلِمْنِي مَنْ هُوَ أَخْدِمُهُ حَتَّى أَمُوتِ. Please let me know who is that person who is chosen by my Lord as his Khalil, as his friend, so that I serve him till I die. This shows the humbleness of Ibrahim. This shows real love of Ibrahim for Allah. It doesn't matter who is that person. It doesn't matter why I am not chosen. If he is loving someone, if he is pleased with someone, I am more than happy to serve him, not only once or twice, till I die. Then Jibreel said, فَأَنْتَ هُوَ. You are that person. Again, Ibrahim, you know, didn't say, oh, I knew that, you know, I could guess that. No. He said, وَمِمَّ ذَلَكَ. He said, why? Why? What has Allah found, you know, valuable in me? What is my value? Why Allah has chosen me as his Khalil? Then Jibreel said, لَأَنَّكَ لَمْ تَسْأَلْ أَحَدًا شَيْئًا قَطُّ وَلَمْ تُسْأَلْ شَيْئًا قَطُّ فَقُلْتَ اللَّهُ. Because you never ask people for anything, and you were never asked by people for something and then said no. No, you never said no to people. So, Ibrahim alayhi salam was Khalilullah because he was fully dedicating his life, everything that he had to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with absolute humbleness, absolute servitude. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam is for sure the one who inherits Ibrahim, because he is the one that also showed in his life that he didn't keep or reserve anything for himself. Whatever he had, he was more than happy to offer. He never thought that, why I have to give my children, my family, everything? Why Allah has abandoned me? No, he took everything as a sign of love by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was very happy to offer what he has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for establishing again the real Islam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was highlighting the role of justice in many places, in many sermons, many speeches, and this is a reminder of the job of all the messengers, and in particular Prophet Ibrahim, who was a key figure in establishing a community around the Kaaba that would be submissive to God and would prepare for the establishment of social justice on the earth. So there are many connections between Ibrahim alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And even from the Quran, we can understand many points, for example, about Ibrahim wanting to have itminan, tranquility, when Allah said, have you not believed in the possibility of reviving the dead? He said, قَالَ بَلَىٰ وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ غَلْبِي. I want to achieve tranquility. And Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّ اِرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً. And we know that according to hadith, this nafs mutmainnah is Imam Hussein. It's not exclusive to Imam Hussein, but the exact and, you know, very good example is Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who had nafs mutmainnah. Ibrahim was interested in having nafs mutmainnah, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam had this nafs mutmainnah. Ibrahim alayhi salam was shown by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the malakut, the kingdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَكَذَلَكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. In this way we show him the kingdom of the skies and the earth, so that he is also certain. One of the reasons is that he becomes certain. And we say to Imam Hussein alayhi salam that قَدْ أَبَدْتَ اللَّهَ حَتَّى أَتَاكَ الْيَقِينَ. You have achieved yaqeen and certainty as Ibrahim achieved certainty. Or for example, Ibrahim alayhi salam says to Allah, رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرَ ذِي ذَرْعٍ. Oh Allah, I am leaving my family, my wife, my child, and all my progeny to come from this child here in the land which has no attraction, no worldly attraction. There is no greenery, there is no farm, nothing. Imam Hussein alayhi salam did the same with his family and children, by taking them to a place that had no worldly attraction for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The enemies of Ibrahim, the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wanted to burn Ibrahim, as you know. قَالُوا حَرِّقُوهُ وَانْصُرُوا آلِحَتَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. They said, burn Ibrahim and help your lords, your gods. If you are going to do something, do this. And we know that the enemies of Imam Hussein burnt his tents and everything that belonged to the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make people love his progeny. فَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَحْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the love for Hussein and the family of Hussein in the heart of millions of people. Ibrahim alayhi salam said to Allah, waj'alli lisana sidqin fil akhirin. O Allah, please leave from me a good memory, a good remembrance, so that people in future remember me in a good way. And this is also the case with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that Muslims, non-Muslims, and also Muslims from different schools of Islam, Sunni, Shia, all praise Hussein and remember Hussein and love Hussein. So there are many different ways in which Imam Hussein is connected to Ibrahim alayhi salam, as he's connected to other prophets and messengers. And this is why, you know, we have in some hadith that, for example, if you do this certain, for example, ziyarah in this particular night, then you would shake hand with 124,000 prophets. So I hope that inshallah, by reflecting on the historical role of Imam Hussein and Imam Hussein and Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, inshallah we would be able to better understand our historical situation and the role that we have to play today in order to continue the job which started by the prophets and was continued by Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And then our role today in order to prepare for the coming of Imam Mahdi ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif and for establishing justice and peace and harmony all over the world, inshallah. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.